There's relief among winemakers in the Grampians in Victoria now that they've learned their harvest hasn't been tainted by smoke from the summer bushfires in the region. Their confidence is underpinned by a decade's research, which tells them whether or not they'll have a problem before they begin the costly process of harvest. James Bennett reports.
In the foothills of the Grampians Ranges in western Victoria, workers are hand-picking Shiraz.
Flavours are really vibrant, so we're pretty happy with the quality.
That's a viticulturalist at Mount Langigaran Winery, Damien Sheehan, tasting some of his prized fruit. This hillside block is perhaps the exception rather than the rule. A cold spring and hot summer means yields are down across many of Victoria and South Australia's wine regions. The Yarra Valley and Mornington Peninsula have been hardest hit in Victoria, while in South Australia, the Clare Valley and prized Barossa are also seeing lean returns. But this year, at one of his most important vineyards, viticulturalist Damien Sheehan had another issue, bushfires.
Paul's Gap was evacuated, of course. We've got a vineyard out there and we didn't know to what degree perhaps smoke had inundated that vineyard.
Smoke taint, as it's known, can render prized grapes worthless because winemaker Kate Petering says it imparts a very distinct and very undesirable flavour.
Literally the juice or the wine will taste a bit like an ashtray, which is not a great description.
The first and most obvious test is tasting the fruit itself, but that won't always show up potential problems, so a few bunches are sent to a laboratory. A decade's work by researchers, including Mark Christick from the Australian Wine Research Institute, has successfully identified the chemical villains responsible for ruining wine.
There's thousands of different chemical compounds in smoke, and actually trying to work out which ones of those end up in the grapes and then in the wine took a little bit of working out.
That's been critical for issues that might otherwise only become apparent as wine ages. The ultimate aim, Mark Christick says, is to develop a way to rid smoke-affected grapes of the foul flavours.
We're looking at products like selective, imprinted polymers that might be able to remove particular compounds out of a matrix of other compounds in wine. We're certainly looking into those particular things. We've looked at reverse osmosis and other, technologies that are available there to, look at selectively removing some of those particular compounds. But it's like a nightmare of a problem, this smoke taint problem. We haven't come across that miracle cure just at this point in time.
Producers like Damien Sheehan, who also heads Wine Victoria, point to climate scientists' predictions of increased extreme weather events as reason to keep trying.
Because every season there's bushfire risk and somewhere there's bound to be a vineyard that's potentially going to be tainted with smoke.
But there's a bigger picture reason too. Damien Sheehan says recent analysis by the Winemakers Federation of Australia indicates that for the more than 2,000 small and medium-sized wine producers across the country to be profitable, they have to focus on quality, not cheap, high-volume exports that still make up around half of all Australian wine production.
James Bennett with that report.